With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This is John Batchelor. Tonight on the show, I speak of Russia, of course, of the report that Serovikin, General Armageddon, has been detained, questioned about his loyalty, questioned about participating in the Prigozhin events of these last days. Where is Serovikin? Where is Prigozhin? Is he in Belarus, according to the negotiation with Lukashenko? Is he flying back and forth between Belarus, Moscow, and Petersburg? Further negotiation? Everything is believed and nothing is believed. I also speak with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College about the Americas report. Important elections, one in Guatemala just finished, the elite families remain in charge. Another forthcoming in Argentina, the major election of this year, all Peronistas so far. And then there's the question of Ecuador's election with the man who brought in China, Correa, condemned for corruption, fleeing to Europe, now back on the scene, advancing his own candidate, Correa, looking to come back into Ecuador's future, as he was not able to during the presidency of Lasso. Also, a happy conversation with my colleague Brendan Weikert. His new book is about the threat of China, not about space race, not about AI, but about pharmacology, especially the advances that China has made thanks to theft or borrowing or bribing or buying American technology and American scientists these many years. In particular, the chairman of the chemistry department at Harvard, now defamed and tried and convicted for taking China's money and not declaring it, for misleading his colleagues about what he was doing with China. Of course, we also discussed COVID-19 and Brandon's work there, research supporting other research, that the Wuhan lab remains number one suspect for the virus. And then a conversation with Anatole Levin in London about the rumor mill in Moscow. I've learned not to believe anything, to believe everything, but at the same time, I remind everyone that Moscow is much at risk here, and the people of Russia feel it. They've been here before, and Vladimir Putin's mention of 1917 is frightening to those who read Russian history. That's when the army fell apart, Lenin picked up the power in the street, and the Soviet state followed. Also, a conversation about the Russian space program, Roscosmos, looking to return to the moon with a lander in August of this year to test the soil and the ground at the south pole of the moon, said to be a place that water might exist right now because it's forever in shadows, or mostly in shadows. The probe is called Luna Glob, or Luna number 25, said to be launching in the middle of August. Also, a report from Chris Riegel, my colleague of Scala.com, on the question of, is the factory floor moving from China to India? Chris says yes, but not for the high-end electronics issues that America depends upon in the Pearl River Valley. And conversation with Véronique de Régie about Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, looking to more hikes this year, question mark, looking to tame the inflation, perhaps by 2025, question mark. More to come. This is John Batchelor. Thank you for listening.